Discovering Chemistry. Text by Carmel Riley. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Introducing Chemistry. Everyday things, all kinds of materials, as well as plant, animal, and human life, are made up of a number of substances. These substances are called elements. Chemistry is the branch of science that studies the elements, what things are made of, and how they can change. Scientists who study chemistry are called chemists. They investigate what makes up substances and how they react under different conditions. Chemists are also interested in finding ways to make new substances and materials. Chapter 2. Beginnings of Chemistry. For thousands of years, people have wondered what things are made from. People in ancient India and ancient Greece believed that everything was made from only four elements: air, earth, fire, water. People in ancient China believed there were actually five elements: air, earth, fire, water, metal. People thought these things were elements because they seemed to be what all other materials and substances were made from. For example, pottery was made when clay from the earth and water were mixed and heated by fire. For many centuries, people continued to believe there were only four or five elements. But during the Middle Ages, 500 AD to 1500 AD, some people started to investigate the nature of substances to see whether this was the case. Other people experimented with turning ordinary metals into gold. This practice became known as alchemy. Alchemists never managed to create gold, but they developed a good knowledge of chemical substances and chemical reactions. They also invented tools, such as funnels, strainers, and scales, that were later used in chemistry. In the last 200 years, chemists have performed experiments that revealed that not everything is made only from the elements of air, earth, fire, water, and metal. Chapter 3. The Beginning of Modern Chemistry. During the 1600s, scientists began to understand more about the makeup of materials and substances through experimenting. Scientists began to see that air, earth, fire, and water were not elements themselves, but were made up of other elements. One of the first scientists to realize that there were many elements was Robert Boyle, 1627 to 1691. Boyle is known today as the father of modern chemistry. He believed that experiments and observations were the only way to find out about the world. Boyle did many experiments with air. These experiments showed that air was not an element itself, but was made up of other smaller elements. Elements and atoms. Everything is made from tiny particles called atoms. An element is a substance that is made of only one type of atom, a substance in its purest form. We now know that there are more than 100 elements, and about 80% of them are metals, like gold, copper, and iron. Throughout the 1700s and 1800s, scientists made more advances in chemistry. Henry Cavendish, 1731 to 1810, was able to make water when doing an experiment with air. From this, he saw that water had to be made up of more than one element, and that water and air had elements in common. This experiment also led Cavendish to discover the element hydrogen. Around the same time, other chemists discovered oxygen and nitrogen. A little later, the French chemist Antoine Lavoisier, 1743 to 1794, was the first to show that air was a mixture of elements. He also proved that water is a compound of oxygen and hydrogen. Lavoisier wrote the first modern chemistry book and started the system of naming elements. Humphrey Davy, 1778 to 1829, found a way to split compounds using an electric current. He also discovered a number of elements, including sodium and calcium. Around the same time, John Dalton, 1766 to 1844, put forward the idea that everything is made of atoms, and that each element contains only one kind of atom. Compounds and mixtures. A compound is a substance that is made up of more than one element joined together chemically. An example of a compound is pure water. It is made up of the elements hydrogen and oxygen. A mixture is made up of more than one substance. An example of a mixture is air. It is made up of elements such as oxygen and compounds such as carbon dioxide. Chapter 4. The Periodic Table. By the 1860s, scientists had discovered 63 elements, each of which had been given an atomic number. A Russian scientist, Dmitri Mendeleev, 1843 to 1907, used these numbers to help design a table for the elements. He called this the periodic table. Making this table helped him and other scientists to understand the connections between each element, and to see how the elements could combine to make up different substances. In addition, Mendeleev discovered a number of new elements, which he added to the table. He also predicted some other elements which were not known then, but have been discovered since. The periodic table lists all the known elements. Some of these were discovered centuries ago, while others have only been discovered in the last few years. Chapter 5. Some of the elements. Iron. Symbol Fe. Discovered in ancient times. Used for tools, ornaments, and weapons. Now used in car manufacturing and structural parts for buildings. Platinum. Symbol Pt. Discovered in the pre-Columbian era. Used in jewelry, laboratory equipment, and dentistry. Phosphorus. Symbol P. Discovered in 1669 by Hennig Brand. Used in detergents and fertilizers. Hydrogen, symbol H. Discovered in 1766 by Henry Cavendish. Used in balloons and metal refining. Radon, symbol RN. Discovered in 1898 by Frederick Ernst Dorn. Used in the treatment of cancer. Plutonium, symbol PU. Discovered in 1940 by G.T. Seaborg. Used in bombs and nuclear reactors. Chapter 6. Chemistry Today. Without chemistry and all the chemists who have investigated and created new substances, the world today would be a very different place. By understanding how elements combine and what substances are made of, chemists have been able to work out how to make thousands of new and useful products, such as synthetic fabrics, LCD and plasma, computer and TV screens, paints, sunscreen, cosmetics, and medicines.